This is called chadar. Chadar means
sundari.
Sundari. Lahanga and sundari. So there, wedding in air, when they were dancing like this, very beautifully, and this sometimes here and there, that this become untied, and this also tightened like this. Like this.
No.
No?
Not the
type. Become
loose.
If this is khul jaya.
Become loose.
Loose.
Losing not
open.
Untied. Open.
Loose.
And then this will be khul jaya.
Go out.
It will go out. And if it becomes to fall, so it became untied. This also, this also. And it affected Krishna so much. Here is telling Sukadeva Goswami that in two last slokes, Sukadeva Goswami has explained how Krishna is so much beautiful in the midst of gopis, and Krishna's action by which all gopis were affected. Now he is explaining not Krishna was being seen so beautiful. With Krishna, how gopis were looking so beautiful, and their actions were so beautiful and attractive. So this is explaining this. It's reciprocal, each other. Gopis are not less than Krishna. In Brahma Samhita, we have read one slok. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitabhi Sabhijya Eva Nija Rupa Taya Kalabhi. Rupa Taya means their rupa. Rupa means
beauty. Form.
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 Was like Krishna. He was Sachidananda. They were also Sachidananda. In art, in qualities, in everything, gopis are perfect like Krishna. If gopis are not there and Krishna is alone there, he is like Paramatma, Brahma or anything. But Krishna seems so beautiful, topmost beautiful when he is among gopis. Otherwise Krishna is not so beautiful. By the grace of all gopis, Krishna grace when mixed and affected by their, not affected but resembles what word?
Combined. His view was influenced by
their beauty, rays of beauty. और थोड़ा सा विलंब कर लेती बहुत अच्छा. Then it becomes double at so many times more beautiful. If gopis are not there, if any Brahmavadi is there and Krishna in his state is there with flute also, he will have to keep the flute and save the light nirvishesh. in front of Sukhdev, Sanat Sanandam Sanat Kumar, is so beautiful. Yes, Vrijendranandan is there, but he will be not like Vrijendranandan. He will be like Narayan, and they will feel it. When he will be among friends, Sakha, not so beauty as with Gopi. It will be the beauty will be the same, all quality will be same, but it will not
manifest.
At that time he connect with Dhirlali. Understand? Dhirlali? When Krishna showed his form to New Vrindavan,
Dwaraka Vaivata Plain Mountain,
Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Satyabhama, even old lady Padma,
mother of Pongsa,
and some of the Gopi, Prince of Krishna, were so much attracted that they forget everything and they run away towards Krishna to
kiss him.
Embrace.
So, everything is in Krishna. But not a
manifest.
He is with Yashoda. And all gathering mother. His beauty is not less. But all the beauty which comes with Gopi's beauty. But seeing Gopi where not there are sajati only. Sajati, you know? Sajati means same mood.
Same category.
Then only gopis are there. Lalita, Vishakha and all others are there. That Krishna most beautiful mood and everything. So here he wants to explain. He has explained only by some word, not by all. His whole mood could not come. And anyone cannot describe. Sridhar Swami, Jiva Goswami and Krishnadas Nair, Vishwanath Chakravarti has told that we are writing, explaining to some extent. But Rasik Vaishnava realized and realize what we are not explaining. But there is so many things to explain. So he has tried to explain Sukadeva Goswami, but could not explain, only some words. Padam Nyasi, how gopis have become so beautiful, but like Krishna. Padam Nyasi, Padam Nyasi, means they are dancing on the tal swara. Tal swara, you know? Dhiktan, dhiktan, tata. There are so many things. That described in Krishna Bhavanamrita or Govinda Lila. Padanasai Bhujibudhi Tubhi. When moving up their hands in artistic way in dancing mood. But in the last slope, which we have read, it has been told that all gopis are standing in circle with folded hands with each other. So Sridhar Swami or all others are telling that they were what? Joined so that a Krishna may not go out of it. And he, as he has done, he went, now he should not go. That is why they were encircling and tightening with their hands. And up till their mood was out of control, they did it so. But when the mood becomes so strong, it crossed that thing and they began to do like this. No? So they broke that. Again, when they remind it, again they tighten. Like our Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We try to fix our mind on Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But sometimes mind goes away from our control, moving here and there. And after some time, again recall. Then Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Like when the gopis are out of sense, they lift this thing, and when they are out, when they are in mode, then they so that Krishna is there. And Krishna being in the middle of two, when they have done like so, then Krishna keeping one hand here, one hand here. Like this. Sometimes with one gopi, one Krishna, like this. Several gopis. And here gopis are seen so much gopis ho rahe hain. They are seen in beautiful position, but when Chandra is shining in Jamuna, when lot of clouds are there and they are seen moving, blaze is coming from Chandra, and there are so many beautiful flowers, then bliss becomes so sweet and so attractive. But it falls from the Marubhumi, desert, nothing. So here gopis are with Krishna and left gopis. Each other, their beauties is going and coming, and also with Krishna going and coming. So they became so attractive. Vidhu, Satmitai, Bhuvilasai, Satmitai, Sasmitai, they were smiling, but not only smiling, Bhuvilasai, so many kinds of postures of eyes and this eyebrow, so many postures, last time I told you, like this, so many postures. Bhoog lati. Also, bhujibhujibhutidhi, here bhujibhujibhutidhi, Krishna is also dancing with them, with moving his hands. Gopis also. And this thing was going on in dancing and singing both at a time, and both mixing like this. There is a song like this. Ulta Bajay. Pathei. Pathei. Nakadhinna. There is a tune. Pathei. Thei. Nakadhinna. Krishna is telling to gopis. Pa. Taking his hand on the breast of gopi, ta, hey, this heat is also going on, like doing so. And when it ends, ta, hey, na, dhinna, on the next day. And the poet is moving so swiftly. Gopis are answering in the same time. Na na. Nana means no, no. Like this. Not towards Krishna. You can go there. Not here. So nana, so many postures they are doing in singing by this. By this. So that dance and everything becomes softened as a rasa. And that is why this was called the rasa. Dhruvilasai. Dhruvilasai means so many kinds of things. Dhruvilasai. Padavilasai. Hastavilasai. There are क्या कहिए ऐसा बारे झुके आपने कि कोई इसने की कर दो जब बारे बसों तो पर बस पहले आके क्या इस सब इसने करने समझ जाते ना झुके लाते ही so many kinds of posture of this, having so many deep rasa in them. Bhajan Madhyai. Bhajan Madhyai means it seems that there are doubles and broken from here. There.
Waist.
And so they are dancing in swiftly when they are all corrupt, they are moving in the air. First, when they cover, for covering their breasts, But now in dancing, moving here and there. Kundali Gandalu, like they are yelling, but dancing also, looking for beautiful. Siddhan Mukha. Siddhan Mukha, they became tired, but they dismissed selfie because they were having practiced Krishna and they were so much happy, in happy mood. But Satan, so Krishna quickly began to put off, cover a Rasana Granthaya, cover Rasana. Cover means this duty.
Braid.
B-R-A-I-D. Braid. B-R-A-I-D. Braid. Like? And doing so in one or two up to this way. That they have to dance so that Satan is here in round. Satan. And this also so tight that it may not fall. So both were Satan. So both meaning Kabararasana Granthaya, there are so much Satan that in dancing they were not moving, they were fixed there, so that this can fly in round. And but rasana or granthaya, two meanings. Rasana granthaya ban meaning very taken, and rasana agranthaya, they became loose both. So Krishna by his hands tightened his heart, and in tightening so moved that they became all so clean. Here also flowers here when it
opened.
It was open. Then the choti came to here and it was as a nagini snake, black snake. It began to move. As if they will cut Krishna. Krishna Granthaya. Krishna Bhagdho. Here G. Goswami has told that Sukadeva Goswami knowingly he has written Krishna Bhagdho. Especially to denote that they were Krishna was husband of all gopis and they were wives of Krishna. And everywhere he has tried to write like this, that gopis are not wife of any other gop, only the wife of Krishna. But by Yogamaya, it appears that Krishna is not husband of all gopis. But Sukadeva Goswami is telling that Krishna is Vadho, that they were the wives of Krishna. He has quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam and all other epics that they were always Krishna Shakti, Ladini Shakti. So they may not be in any case wife of any other. And he has said this. And he has given example of so many slokas of Srimad Bhagavatam. But Vishwanathavati Thakur has told that here Krishna Dagdho is not wife of Krishna. If it is the meaning Krishna Dagdho, then anyhow, in any case, there will not be more qualified than kings of Dwarka. So here Vadhu means three meanings he has given. Jaya, Istri, Putra Vadhu. Vadhu means. Putra Vadhu means wife of son's wife. It's also called Vadhu. Putra Vadhu. Son's wife. And Vadhu means Jaya. Who gives children by any husband, then it is Jaya, then it is wife. And also general istri word.
For women.
For women. Not only for wife. He has told Vishwanathavati Thakur, he has explained this by so many words. Pati sutanmaya bhrasya bandhina. Pati bilanghate. Leaving all their husbands, gopis went to Krishna. So here, if we take this meaning, then all those in them, Srimad Bhagavatam becomes ruined. Not only here, every prayer it has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam, far, far here. It is one lost not only in sadhak or sadhak bhav or in this world's Vrindavan. This Vrindavan is called
Drishyaman Prakash.
Drishyaman Prakash. Prakat Prakash. Oh. Aprakat Prakash is in Golok Vrindavan. He is telling that they are only wife of Krishna. In this lila, it seems that they are wives of all other gopis, but really it is the action of Maya, Yoga Maya, that it seems, but actually they are not. But Vishwanatha Yogati Thakur is telling that here and there both, their party bhav. Here, Sukadeva Goswami has told in so many ways, in so many words. Here quoted, I am not remembering all these words, but he has shown, especially in Udval Nilmani, in one slope, Tika, he has given about 20 proofs of Srimad Bhagavatam and other books, authentic books.
And you have mentioned in Raghavata Chandrika all this too.
In Raghavata Chandrika, I have quoted all this and given in Hindi. So he is telling that Krishna Bhagavan here, only Naika, Premi, lover, not wife. If there were husband and wife, then wrath could not be done there. Wrath is not done by wife. Krishna has so many wives in Dwarka, but he has not done a single day wrath. So wrath can be done. It has been also told in Srimad Bhagavatam, when wrath after a Brahmanai was ended, Krishna told them to go to their home. And they returned to their husbands and they did not done any envoy to them, their husbands. because they were think that their wives were with them. So the mood of Sukadeva Goswami is to explain the gopis no wife. So Badma means Krishna Premika only there. Gayam parite evata meva chakru vivehi. Parit means vidyut.
Lightning bolt.
Lightning bolt. Bolt. Thunder in one. Parit evata meva chakru vivehi. Meva chakra means Krishna when dancing. That is called Medha Chakra. So what is that? Direju. There is so much blasphemy in Ahabad. Kya Direju?
Shining.
In a Medha Chakra. And Krishna was shining in golden golden mala. Yes, he, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has given example of pertaining in Srimad Bhagavatam. Prakriti agaman kila jasya gopa vadho. That is, Jiva Goswami has told it not by his own will, but he has written it for unqualified persons only. Because if Jiva Goswami is right, and he is telling like so, very gradually, deeply, then the words of Srimad in Bhagavatam of Sukadeva in Bhishma Dev will be in hand. Because when they were dancing in rat, Bhishma Dev is telling, then Gopabhadvaha, here Gopabhadvaha, if they were the husband of gopis, there has been wives of Krishna. Why he has told Gopabhadvaha? Gopabhadvaha means here,
then another
wife of another gopi.
Not Krishna Bhadvaha,
Gopabhadvaha. So, but there is a difference between Gopabhadvaha and
Krishna Bhadvaha.
But there is no virod.
No contradiction.
Krishna Bhadvaha means Krishna Premika. And Gopa Bhadva, Krishna Premika, but Bhadhu of Krishna, or another Gopa. So Bhadhu word is not used only for wife. So he is telling that anyone should try to realize the meaning of Vaishno Totani or Jiva Goswami's Bhaktam. He is telling only for unqualified person, not for qualified person. Yes, today. Again, when you come?
They are personal. Getting through days.
How many days you are here in India?
Until November 7th.
November 7th. Very near. Today is
Saturday. Monday.
Will also be my health partner. I will try to finish it. What is the time?
It's 11:50. Sometime I dictated letter that you for Maharaj, that's your life. And you referred to one devotee. You described his emotion as Garishta. Garishta. You understand? G-A-R-I. Now, my understanding is that means one who, his emotions are not shown. That term means one whose, his emotions are not very easily seen. So I want to know, how does that refer to someone who's advanced? Because in the English translation, it comes under a category which says hard heart. The hard.
Hard.
Hard. But it's referred to as an advanced devotee. Do you remember that? Letter?
In
the
letter.
He asked you one question.
I.
Satrumarg, he wrote to you.
Hmm.
And then you dictated letter to me.
Hmm.
And there was one term, this is about 6 months ago,
hmm,
which I Garista. Didn't understand.
Garista.
Garista.
In what subject I have
written? It was about Advaitacharya and the,
eh?
The poem that Advaitacharya wrote.
Oh, Aul Kalila.
Yes.
Kalila Baul.
And so you were describing background to that and saying that Advaitacharya himself, he was that?
And he had that bhav, Garishta, his ecstasy. It was under the category of like the Garishta.
When he has told these things, Baita had written that word?
They typed it wrong. They typed it Grihastha.
It's
not another word. So I got the word wrong, but Dhanadhar Maharaj has thought about it and think, actually the word must be not Grihastha, but something else. And so
Garishta.
But that isn't from a letter.
Show the letter.
But I want to tell that to
you. You're describing the ecstasy is very high. And
that covering any mood, telling other things, but mood is to tell other things. Our hitta.
Hidden, concealed.
Concealed, hidden. Advaita Tag has brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had decided that he should come to this world and to taste Radha Bhav. Secondly, to give that Gopi Bhav, Manjari Bhav, Dasi Bhav, to qualified person. Secondly, what Radhaya Pranay Mahima. Secondly, Anakit Charing Chira. These are prominent what is Radha Bhav Aspada, and to give Anarthi Charitra is second, and two not so important, but important. Kali Dharma Prachar, means Yuga Dharma. Yuga Dharma is Nam Sankirtan, to preach Yuga Dharma. But he has not decided that when he should come. In the end of Kali, beginning of Kali, or in the middle of Kali, when he has to come. But he was thinking, but not seriously. He will come, he should come. But when he will come, he has not decided. But in the meantime, Advaita Acharya, taking Tulsi, both sides, very soft, and in middle, soft manjari, getting to Krishna, lotus feet, at the Salyapran, thinking that he is Krishna. And hari bol, he was doing. If he will not come, I will destroy whole earth. Yes, sir. So having heard this, the voice of Advaita Acharya, it came meant to into beyond the wo kya hai Haruki Nadi, Birja Nadi, Biraja, and went in Vaikuntha, and passing Vaikuntha, Ayodhya and Mathura, Dwarka, everything, went to stay in the near of Krishna. At once he decided to go at once. So he came at once. Now the work was finished, giving Krishna thanks. So he is telling that Bajare na bikaye chaul. Aul ka hai baul ke. Both are mad. Aul and baul. One mad is, greatest mad is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And his servant, Advaita Acharya, is also mad. So mad is telling to mad in mad language. And that mad language is that anyone cannot understand this. Didn't mean. Bajare na bike chawal. Chawal here means praying. We have supplied so much rice that Krishna praying, you have supplied in each house that they have gathered so much, collected so much that no need, no demand, no demander. Our shop has been closed. No any customer is coming out. So no use of keeping the shop there. So that's a big Nabika is out. So you should go and sell. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard, he became so sad. And smelling him sad, a man can laugh also in too much distress. But laughing is not laughing, that is weeping. He thought that now I will have to let this all such time that I am in the year. Now we have to end this so they can die. And so to only some samudra. And he became so great and his whole faulty was turned. And he began to weep always and always in separate. He told to anyone, and then some of the also knew this time, they all become sad. After that, they disappeared from the temple. Yes. Never to know. They have put it in the temple. Okay. Immediately. Prapti matrena. You are a bail and another.
Yes, yes.
Pani, he will give you water, there is water. You can take water there. Can I go to the bathroom?
I brought you for start. You give it to everyone.
Huh? Okay. 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 Okay